it will also be necessary to identify a number of contexts in terms of their economic, political, governance, etc. aspects. And then they can be matched, the model, different aspects of the model can be matched against each context. This would go some way to dealing with Peter's problem of, well, how can we make these things practical? You can only make them practical if you know which context you are in. Peter in Hungary knows, this is my context. He can then work to the aspects of the model that are relevant for him, or could be relevant for his situation. Do you see what I mean? So there is another stage, I think. As well as the model, the details of which need to refine, is a question of making a table of the context.
Yes, we have, in this case, more open questions.
Yeah.
One is, in some pilot area, the type of agreement is necessary to develop.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Budapest, maybe you have two different orientation. The political decision have a time very close. And
for the project, because Budapest doesn't want to do anything, so, because of political reasons, because politicians are unable to move. The projects will have an end, so that's why it's much better to base on the experiences what we have from other PTP projects, because they are very well mirrored. Also, those problems that the EU are facing now concerning these institutionalized PPPs, whether they are working against the market, whether the subsidies can be given to this kind of projects. I remember I read the EU's comments on this, the French sense, and how the French government was able to defend the PPP companies. So we have a lot of such very good examples, but not concerning the 7th district that is unable to move. So that's our problem. So you can have many ideas about the 7th district, but the only information that we got that seven mayors signed the paper. Later I asked somebody about the content of this paper. That was a preliminary agreement, political agreement between three or four
districts. Yes, we discussed about it.
So that's the problem with us. That's, we are able to help you in many fields because...
So the next year, 07, we have just... open about the evaluation, about general elaboration. So just check what happened in different pilot area, what was the reaction about every surgeon institution, etc. Also, I believe that it's very important, also because we closed the deadline on a pilot area in March. I believe that it's possible to produce a quite important instrument and compare it to instrument that was produced in Italy with other instruments. Every pilot area is connected with different urban models. In fact, not here, but in the paper that you said, there was maybe, I don't know, a relationship between different pilot area with different models. I don't remember. This is all about the project. But today, Veronica said, the focus is on a theoretical model. For this reason, if you agree, we can try to discuss about this. I have some question or general open aspect that I want to We have more theses, but we don't have time for discuss these theses because now is 3:30. But I want to discuss with you some data. First one, this is Milan. We have 3 different sectors: agricultural, industry, services. This is metropolitan area of Milan. Is maybe quite same as your counties, not district, not counties. Manchester, Birmingham counties. In 80 years, agricultural is very marginal. Nothing changed. The industry lost 5.4% and the services increase 5.4%. The in 8 years the range all change about more than 10%. This is a quite a revolution because explain exactly where what I said before. Globalization produce rapidly physical and content change. We have the same the data from Richard Florida. Also in this case you have a strong decline about industry, okay, agriculture. And for the first time in 1980, a decline about tertiary. And a strong increase about creative economy. I mean creative economy all is connected with university, for example, fashion in Milan, computer use, etc.
Can I ask you one question? You are an expert. Is this the beginning of your project? We are dealing with this general model, this slide number 8, your slide number 8. I remember at the very beginning it was more complex, there were more blocks, more lines, more arrows, now it's simplified. Which is good. But shouldn't we, in light of this discussion, previous discussion, shouldn't we just conclude that what we are doing with this model is that we are trying to build very, very different realities to that model. We are trying to fit it or to match it to that model. So shouldn't we proceed faster if we just abandon this idea of having just one universal model? This is my question to you.
We can, is possible also open this discussion. It's not necessary just close all the discussion around the model that I present. Is possible. I think that is very important the different opinions that we can find around this model. Also, these aspects are open aspects, not closed. Finally, the space plays where before connect with a split between production and consumption. The Fiat is Turin is a very strong example. You have a very strong, large industry that uses a lot of land, and you have a consortium. I connect consumption with the family, housing, for example. In the new model, this split is confused. With the creative economy, maybe consumption is connected and is absorbed about production. This is a question. And I ask you, around this data, is possible speak about old function, new function, the necessity to redesign the function, and what impact this produce with the urban model? This is a question.
Could I ask in relation to the Milan example, what were the factors that have led to that relative decline of manufacturing? And you say it's globalization, but what does that mean? I don't follow. There are many reasons why economies, for example, if you were to go to Finland, some areas of Finland I went to recently, there's a big expansion of manufacturing industry there because they got into the shipbuilding industry in a particularly innovative way, and it's a huge increase in manufacturing employment. It's part of the same European context, but local agendas, local policies have been very forward-thinking and very constructive and very positive. So in the Milan case, what are the local factors that have led to the decline of manufacturing relatively? What has actually caused that? I'm not sure.
But can I stop Remo answering? Because I think you've sort of taking just a slightly different direction, which is quite important, and it's to move away from the sort of traditional classification, you know, these things are industrial, these things are services and so forth, to say what is innovative. And in a sense, this morning everybody in different ways has criticised the sameness of the models and the notion that there's a kind of standardised approach, that everybody's worried about the league tables, or they've got to have a cultural industries quota, or whatever it might be. There's become this kind of almost standardised package that city leaders like to roll out. And all of that really misses what's more important behind it. And I think what is, you know, kind of one of the ideas at the heart of Florida stuff, although it gets overlaid with other stuff, which is really that innovation is really the key thing. Why is innovation increasingly important in this global economy? Is really because a lot of the other traditional sort of geographical advantages have gone. And basically, you can more or less produce wherever you want. So what gives you competitive edge is to be the first one in the field and to enjoy that period of competitive advantage, almost monopoly-like, until other people catch up. So the question, you know, isn't, again, so much as such implosion or deindustrialization or, you know, a particular model, it's how do you foster a culture and a set of institutions and a set of actions that are likely to create innovation. And that, may, I think, is just as important for the municipal authorities, for the civil society organisations, as well as it is for the businesses. You know, there can be different kinds of innovation that are important in different contexts. So I think the idea that would, to me, you know, kind of open up new dimensions in the project, so if you haven't already got enough, would be, you know, the idea of innovation and how you, again, particularly in terms of the instruments, what is innovative about those instruments and what are the lessons, And I think also in terms of your dissemination, and I still like the word training, although it sounds like you're not going to use it so much, perhaps in the handbooks, you know, how do you actually begin to create situations that might become more innovative? And I think that also then connects with the European level, because you know, the reason why the European Union funds these things is not, with due respect, necessarily to see improvement in a particular neighbourhood, in a particular city, but to see something which is adding value across Europe and linking into things like Lisbon and Gothenburg agendas. So, you know, my sort of response, I don't have still stopped you answering my question, but I think, you know, what's really significant for what Mike's raised is it's not industrialization or services or creative class or whatever. It's that you've got, in that example that he says from Finland, a situation where a public authority, I took it, or maybe some collection of partners, the driver in your system, has actually fostered a situation of dramatic innovation that has actually created a new trajectory.
Yes, or expanded on what's already there. You're taking your ideas.
I don't deny the historical links and so forth.
We start from these phenomenons, and if these phenomenons is correct, and all the Italian data say that the large city lost a lot of production, industrial production, and in some cases this industrial production moved from Asia, or 15 years ago moved in the East European country, now not. Siena, also because in Italy we have a small industry, and for this reason the production take that. If this is true, this is my thesis, if before the relationship between public and private was this, especially for town planning, but not only for town planning. I don't know what happened in Britain, but in Italy, before Italy and other countries, was this scale. The private request for permit, for use the land, for build a building, and public give authorization, and some law about regulation. Now the situation is very slow. This one.
It's happened over a number of years. Let me add a comment to it.
Comment.
Everywhere in Europe, in the world, the classical system must work. And what I realized in France, in Germany, and also in Britain, but in a much more flexible way, that these PPP company-like organizations with a kind of consultation between the private and the public can be acceptable only if an area is officially decided as a regenerational area or an area of public
special status,
and so on. And that is missing from the model, that somehow the PPP and the area, the special area, can be linked together. So that's my experience from my research and reading and the Hungarian situation as well. Because otherwise you have to use the official planning system of the country, because it's based on low
it's legally clear, otherwise can't wear aware, so there are a lot of problems with it. But somehow you must take out the special area from the system, as the French do it, very carefully do it, and that opens the way for a more flexible working on the area.
In Italy you have this type of solution, because the time is very close, the capital is very high, you have put together public property and real estate, you have redesigned passaggio, so for this reason you don't have, you destroyed the previous relationship, and you have a private interest that have find a profitability, and you have a public interest that need to have a new relationship, new partnership with the private.
But that's missing from the Hungarian law. You can't do it in an official way. You do it in the background. So.
Yes.
So.
Also because of your history is different.
I see from our discussion that it's necessary to widen the context of our different examples, different type of models, using, for example, some political aspect, because it's really important, as you mentioned during your presentation, also some social aspect, not strongly included in our project. So this type of context can be changed into the instrument that we can use in this context. So maybe two slides, not specifically prepared for this workshop, can support some structurization of the future discussion concerning instruments. Instruments not only the revitalization, because the revitalization of anyone is only the part of the urban development process. So each tools used in the urban development process, almost each tool can be used in the revitalization. A private partnership is also one of the instruments. So maybe it will be useful to show some multidimensional aspect of instrument of urban development and revitalization also, because you mentioned about the stage, about the fast. I saw in some presentation that it's necessary to use different type of private partnership, different type of social community involvement in different parts of the revitalization process. So maybe we must differentiate the our approach, our description, in different phases of this process, planning, programming, realization, monitoring, become different type of action expected from the communities is really useful in this process. So, if I can use after the next some two slides for discussion.
If we consider renewal, we have and we divide physical container and social contents, maybe, and we have different models. On the side you have a simple PVP, and the other compact PVP. Well, just your question when you close it, you said every infrastructure, every public work have different processes. Yes. They have involved different subjects, stakeholders. Mm-hmm. In that case, you have a different model about PPP. Was also your question when you said it's possible make a map of different PPP. Maybe we have just considered before the typology. we speak about physical containers or social containers. Maybe this permits one first division and a criticism about PPP. If you consider physical container, maybe it becomes very important to find financial budget, control the time. We have a very strong relationship with the bank. The bank have a timer. And before you have resolved all about the social process, because you have before taxi away, and after you have take off. When start take off is necessary that the relationship with the financial capital is closed, because you have a very strong partnership with it. If you agree, we can just find a relationship between Naples and Bristol and work on different functions. It's possible. And on this, maybe we can just open all the discussion about function, about models, about PPP and the instrument. And we use that example for open a discussion. Also because you work it on this subject, and we can use your knowledge.
May I suggest that in this very critical point of our discussion, we just take a coffee break.